last case this morning is ON24 versus webinar.net 2025-16-33 and 17-17. Mr. Setti.
Your Honors, may it please the Court, my name is Nick Setti. I'm here from Quinn Emanuel, and along with my co-counsel, Alex Tchotchkas, we represent ON24, the appellant and plaintiff in this action. Your Honor, this case involves a couple interrelated issues that have to do with 112 paragraph 6, or F, 112 paragraph 2, and a grant of summary judgment under Rule 56. On the first issue, which is the question of whether this was a means plus function claim limitation, this Court should reverse because the District Court erred in finding that the term at issue, communication manager object, was not sufficient structure and that it was treated as a black box, as a means. That was an error on the part of the District Court. When we look through the interrelated issues, we have a kind of cascade that this Court follows in its jurisprudence. The first question is, does the claim limitation include the word means or steps? The answer is no. Therefore, the presumption is that it is not a means plus function element, and that should have been step one of the Court's conclusions.
Well, you're giving us some very basic principles that hopefully we've already got in control of. Let me ask you, is it your contention that there's an algorithm in the specification?
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay, you want to tell us, because what does Mr. Overly said that, and what did he point to in the specification?
Your Honor, Mr. Overly covers what the object is in paragraphs 7 through 13 of his declaration. Then he goes specifically into the communication manager object, starting at paragraph 17 to the end of his declaration. He collects a huge volume of supporting material that come from treatises, learned texts, etc. But you're asking me specifically what's in the patent specification. I think we focus on columns 3 and 4 of the patent specification. And the analogy I would draw, Your Honor, while we go through this is if you look at claim 15 that was involved in the Difan case, the 292 patent there, you'll see that it's structured very similarly. And in both instances, the code in the DIFAN case and the object in the present case then have a number of specific attributes. Mr. Overby speaks in terms of three types of attributes that every object or software object has. I've abbreviated it as SBI. It's state, behavior, and identity.
But your problem is the term is communication manager object. It's not just object. And so where is the algorithm that's pointed to by your expert in the specification for the communication manager object?
Right. So, Your Honor, first, if the term object connotes sufficient structure, then the only question is whether the adjectives, communication manager.
Perhaps. The district court didn't find it connotes sufficient structure. It said some structure. So, but can we, let's try to answer Judge Pro's question. Where is the algorithm? Because you have to win on that. Even if you win on these other points, you still have to win on the algorithm.
Your Honor, this Court's decision in the Noah case tells
us. Show us the algorithm first, and then we'll get to the other issues. I'm still waiting here.
The excerpts are laid out in column 4 of the patent. Mr. Overby touches on it in paragraphs 18, 19 forward in his declaration. The specific things that the object has to do, according to the...
We're in column 4.
We start at column 4, line 24, Your Honor.
So it's that paragraph.
That's right.
Okay. Okay. Well, I wondered if there was anything else, because that paragraph is discussed in the briefs.
It does, Your Honor. The brief discusses it. What we know from that paragraph is that the communication manager object has to register events or requests from the other components. That's at line 27. We know that it has to identify the priority for each event. That's at line 28. We know that it has to determine a callback mechanism that reports back to...
Where's the description of how the communication manager object accomplishes these interactions that are in this paragraph? This is just describing This isn't describing how he accomplishes these, right?
It tells you what the object has to do.
Yeah.
And to one skilled in the art, it does tell you how to do it. And the reason I say columns...
The how. I mean, did your witness go through this and saying one skilled in the art would know how to do this and how to do this? Because the other references...
Yes, Your Honor.
Talked about the complexity of all of this. It's not just, a routine thing. So where's the explanation for the how?
In paragraph 22, Mr. Overby goes through the specific functions of the communication manager object.
Page for paragraph 22.
Appendix page 101.
101, thank you.
Yes. So in paragraph 22, he speaks to how the pieces of the technology interact with each other. In paragraph 23, he says, indeed, this overall structure of the invention, with the communication manager object as one of the central pieces, is laid out in greater detail, and he walks through figures 2, 4, and 6, in showing how those components are laid out in terms of both hardware diagram, graphical user interface, how they appear on the screen. And then in paragraph 24, he goes on to say that the steps or functions of the algorithm are sufficiently definite to one skilled in the art such that I could code it, I could make it. He refers to the application framework. It's kind of an ambiguous term for me, but here the framework is referred to as something that one could accomplish using the then available web browser technologies. That means you would use HTML5 or Silverlight or Flash, which we don't really refer to those terms as much anymore because they're all built in to the browsers. But if you can, when I use a technology presentation in the courtroom, we usually have someone that we call a hot seat. It's just the person that, moves the slides and all that. If I tell him or her that I want to do something in Flash, he completely moves out of that system to a different system because Flash objects are created differently, and one skilled in the art knows exactly what they have to be able to do. This court in DIFAN dealt with a similar piece of communication technology. There the issue was the word code, and the reason I drew the analogy to Claim 15 that the court went through in the DIFAN case is it similarly received messages, processed the messages. It determined location based on the second set of messages and then applied that in the next step. That is exactly the kind of recitation that was deemed sufficient in DIFAN.
Why isn't this case governed by RAIN computing?
There are a few reasons, Your Honor.
It dealt with user identification module.
Yeah. The first issue, Your Honor, is that the entire field of computer software has evolved into an object-oriented programming environment. Okay, so objects are the key pieces of code that get put together in a certain way that have the three attributes I mentioned earlier, state, behavior, and identity. Those objects are things that everyone in the computer programming world uses as a term, as a noun, as it connotes sufficient structure, and then the adjectives that come before it would tell you what structure needs to do. This court has interpreted encrypted objects, software objects, de-encrypted objects, multimedia objects, and in none of those instances has the court found those phrases or claim terms to be either subject to 112 paragraph 6 or indefinite under 112 paragraph 1 or 2. That's one. Second is the word module. The word module, there's no field of module-oriented programming. Object is the term that gets used. We showed you in the reply brief that the specific phrase at issue here, communication manager object, is used in 35 other U.S. patents, many pieces of non-patent literature that we've cited, and object-oriented programming language is used in 34,000 U.S. patents and patent applications at the time we ran the search when the briefs were filed. This is an entire industry based on that. Now, this court has found in some instances that code or application or circuit or processor is not sufficient structure because it was used as a black box in that particular patent. That's not how it's used here. This object has certain specific things it has to do, as we just walked through in paragraph 4. It works in a certain environment, which is the application framework that's described in column 3 and the figures that I mentioned. So it is much more akin to a highly defined object. I think, Judge Prost, going back to your original question.
Where's the algorithm and where's the how? Because I'm looking at 101. And this testimony talks about the figures, and then it says, another way of describing these sections of the patent, the detailed description or specification and the claims provide an algorithm. That's not specific enough for me.
Your Honor, the citations I gave you in column 4 are what exist.
That paragraph in column 4.
The one that's headed Communication Manager Object, yeah. Okay. That's the correct section. I'm asking you to look past whether you're used to seeing a graphical algorithm, you know, like what we would see as a flowchart in many software patents. And the NOAA case stands for the proposition that the algorithm can be in prose, in flowchart, in any form, as long as it informs one skilled in the art. Now, the key here is...
Of what? Of the how to perform it. Right.
As long as it provides sufficient structure, that's first, and then describes how one would carry out that the functions of that structure, that's sufficient to not be a means. And the most important thing here is the weight of the evidence. We provided the expert testimony of Mr. Overby.
I ask you, at page 24, the district court said, Mr. Overby, your expert, does not claim anywhere in his declaration that the specific term, communication manager object, has a commonly understood meaning other than that it is some kind of software. And I looked through the declaration, and I didn't see anything inconsistent with the district court's statement. Do you disagree?
I do, Your Honor, because if we attach Mr. Overby...
Yeah, show me in the declaration where...
I'm not saying that Mr. Overby provided that with respect to the communication manager object phrase, but the evidence we supplied does. We showed in the reply brief...
But the 35 patents that you don't give us? The 35 patents that you just excerpt using this phrase, is that the evidence?
Well, we did provide a number of those patents, Your Honor, by patent number.
Okay. Well, in any event, is that the evidence you want me to look at to
Well, that tells you that it's a commonly used phrase. And all of the non-patent literature shows...
What tells me that this term has a commonly understood meaning?
Your Honor, the meaning would depend on the context in which it was used in a particular patent. So here, that object has to carry out the functions that we described in column 4. The important thing is that the evidence of record is entirely on that side of the calculus, meaning we have an expert declaration, we have learned treatises, we have all of that on one side. And in order to carry a burden that shouldn't have been on us. You saw that the district court said, Mr. Seti, I'll put the burden on you. Should have been on
the others. That was obviously just a colloquialism at the beginning of a video argument. I can't believe that you're repeating that here in open court.
Well, that's the way you approached it.
If that's the best evidence you have that the burden was put on you improperly.
I think it's not. You'll see in the briefing that we pointed out that all of the analysis the district court did subsequent to that was to pick apart Mr. Overby's declaration rather than to go with the standards this court has articulated in ZeroClick, in DIFAN, in Apex, that the absence of any rebuttal evidence on that is determinative. So,
you wanted to say some rebuttal time?
Yes, Your Honor, I have 1 minute. Last thing I'll say is you have to remember this was a grant of summary judgment, meaning that there's an absence of evidence on the other side of the equation, which is not the case.
We'll give you 2 minutes for rebuttal.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Mr. Healy.
May it please the Court. Stephen Healy on behalf of Webinar. And diehard Giants fan. The heart of this appeal comes down to a contradiction. On the one hand, in front of the patent office, the PTAB, ON24 took the position that the point of novelty of was the communication manager object was different than anything that had been seen before, and it limited object programming. Before this court, they take the opposite position, and that is it's off the shelf and regularly used. Judge Chen, I think, properly saw that this was a black box argument. We know what the functions are of this communication management object. It was to register events, identify the priority of signals, and verify permissions. But we don't know how. There's no algorithm, no steps.
Why isn't the paragraph at column 4 a sufficient how?
It's unexplained. If you read paragraph 4, I was really looking at 24 through 48, column 4, it's unexplained how we get to these things. And I think you could actually substitute the word means for communication management object, that this device registers events, identifies priorities, and verifies permissions by what means. Where the court directed me, it doesn't tell us. And that was the vice that Judge Chen saw.
What about the 35 other patents that use the same term? Doesn't that show that there's a commonly understood meaning to persons of skill in the art?
I think it bolsters our argument. These are nonce terms. If you look at what these 35 patents are, they are wildly different. There's a NASA patent. There's a telephone patent. There's all these different patents that use the word object. What they did is a little bit of a word salad. They found the word object in object-oriented programming, but they don't tell us how, if this thing is so unique and novel, which they argue to the PTAB, what did it do differently than all of those patents? We don't know. And that was what Judge Chen found, that there was indefiniteness.
Do you have a response to their reliance on personalized media, where we stated an adjectival qualification placed on an otherwise sufficiently definite structure does not make the sufficiency of that structure any less sufficient? The argument here is that the district court at least suggested object had sufficient structure, but somehow communication manager object did not.
Yes, Sharon, thank you. I was looking at the SAC-TEC line of cases, adjectival narrowing cases, and I think what Judge Chen said properly is that there is some structure. Function is described, and that is the registering of events, the identity of priorities, the verifying permissions. But what we're lacking is how do you get there? And an adjective can narrow a known class of software like object. Oriented programming, but it can't conjure one out of thin air. And that's what is happening here. How do we get from registering events, identifying priorities, and verifying permissions? We don't have an algorithm. We don't have a flow chart. We don't have prose that tells us there. If you look at column 4, what we are left with, those are unexplained results, but they don't tell us the steps to get there. And that's why the adjectival narrowing cases are not of assistance on 24.
We recently issued an opinion named Track Time. I don't know if you're familiar with it.
I apologize, Your Honor, I'm not.
And if my colleagues have no questions on this, you have a cross appeal, right?
Yes, Your Honor. And I just
don't understand it. What is it you're asking us to do if we were to affirm in the main appeal? What, if anything, do we need to do on the 285?
Nothing, Your Honor. I think it goes back to Judge Chen, and we'll bring an application for fees. And yes, okay.
So essentially, you're withdrawing your cross appeal?
Yes, Your Honor. Thank you for your time. I reserve the remainder if I could.
Thank you, Counsel. Mr. Setti,
do you have any more time?
Sorry, I'm a little nervous. If I could, a moment.
If you withdrew your cross appeal, you're not going to get any rebuttal time on the cross appeal because it's gone.
Yes, Your Honor. I'm not going to belabor the cross appeal. I think we're all on the same page. I think that Judge Lori was absolutely prescient. This is RAIN computing. I think that we have basically that should control in this case. Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you, Counsel. Mr. Setti has 2 minutes for rebuttal.
Your Honor, in the first step of the analysis, the presumption should have carried weight. The presumption against this being treated as a means plus function element because it doesn't use the term means or the term steps. If we get past that and the question is there sufficient structure, the district court judge did say that he thinks that the object provided structure of some kind. I think the uncertainty he had in mind is because he is not one skilled in the art. On the other hand, we know what one skilled in the art would say because Mr. Overby addressed specifically that there is sufficient structure. In paragraph 22 of his declaration, he walks through the specific attributes that he says the claim, in referring to claim one, the claim itself requires. Those are mirrored in what I've described in column 4 and in the environment in column 3. All of that together means we did have skill in the art evidence with respect to what one would view the term communication manager object to mean, and the court gave that no weight and moved directly to the question of indefiniteness, finding it to be insufficient structure in the first instance, which is error number one. Error number two is overriding the only evidence of record on the summary judgment standard under Rule 56 that should have carried the day and at minimum created an issue of fact. But the court found otherwise, discounting entirely all of the Overby declaration and supporting evidence and granting summary judgment of indefiniteness against on 24. We ask you to reverse on those grounds, Your Honor.
Thank you to both counsel. The case is submitted, and that concludes today's arguments.